This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Oh,
sorry, can't hear. It's me, not you.
First day doing the show? Yeah, it's all right.
It's a WIP afternoon show. We like Spike and Fritz.
Don't sound so disappointed. He talked right over the return.
Because I couldn't hear.
Because he can't hear.
Yeah.
And it's the Ike Reese meet and greet.
Yeah. Well, no, that part doesn't bother me. But the not here, yeah, whatever.
I was going to say, where's my security at?
So, yeah. We got Brazier.
So we are here in Philadelphia. No, we're not. I give up. We're here in Clearwater for Philly spring training. That coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. But nothing can stop Tuesdays with Elliot. And nothing can stop the Eagles from making news, no matter what we are, what we're doing, no matter where we are. Elliot's appearance brought to you by Groundworks. If wet field conditions are causing havoc on your home, book a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, we have news again, my friend.
The Eagles never, ever keep it boring, do they? Every time I think I'm going to get a day off, they do something. So I'm excited to be on and talk to you guys.
So, Elliot, $36 million guaranteed. So...
Yes.
So over with a 2-year extension. So explain this to me. Do you have any inkling of how this works from a cap standpoint and where this leaves the Eagles this year from a cap space perspective?
Yeah. So obviously this just happened a half hour ago. I've not seen the contract yet. I've not gotten a concrete answer on the exact cap ramification. So
I will lock in then.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Not all of us can ride the hot dog cart with the Fanatic, you know, during the day.
Only the important stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, here's what I would say, and I feel like this is a good, educated, informed guess on what's going to happen here. So he gets $36 million in guaranteed money. My guess is some of that was money that he was likely going to earn already that they guaranteed. I don't think this is $36 million in new money that he's getting.
Okay.
I would also guess that from a cap standpoint, because they can add more years to the contract, and because now he has a new signing bonus, essentially, you're going to see his $13 million cap hit go down. So from my perspective, this deal makes sense for both sides first, before we get into like more of it. But for Saquon, obviously he gets money guaranteed. He just had an awesome year. Like, he earned the extension, right? So he earned that money. From the Eagles' perspective, I think there's two benefits for it. One is you likely do lower his cap hit this year. So his cap hit was about $13 million. I would guess it's probably going to go down $4 or $5 million, something like that, which isn't a massive amount of cap space, but it's a possibility they open up a little room there. They already had $26 million in cap space, so now they're up over $30 million, if my guess is correct on that. So there's that incentive. But I also think a surprise kind of incentive for the Eagles that I am personally surprised they did is I do think it sets a precedent, and it shows, like, if you come to the Eagles and you ball out for 1 year, like, they will pay you. Now, the risk of that, obviously, is, like, Hassan Reddick's probably seeing this news and thinking, man, like,
That's what I was thinking.
I wish I would have, you know, gotten that deal. And if I'm Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I'm looking at this and going, well, I had a pretty good year myself, I think. Like, I was a big culture guy and all that. So I think that there are positives to paying someone after a year. Like, if I'm Myles Garrett, I'm probably saying, wow, look at the Eagles taking care of their players. And Saquon obviously earned it and is a unique case. I get that. But I think that the the surprising risk to this for me with the Eagles is it does set a precedent that wasn't there before in terms of contracts and players at least going and asking.
I think the one thing I would push back on is, and I'm glad they gave Saquon the money. 100%, he wanted, you know, without Saquon Barkley, they don't win the Super Bowl. You could say that about a lot of players, but for him, more than any other player on the Philadelphia Eagles last year, 100%. The one thing that I will push back on is he earned the money. So, you know, good contracts are contracts that pay players for the future, don't pay players for what they did. It seems like, to an extent, when you consider his age, when you consider his use last year, they are paying Saquon for what he did, not what he will do. And that is something that, if you ask general managers generally, that is not the way that you want to hand out contracts, for what he did rather than what he will do.
So I agree with that assessment. I think that coming off the year Saquon just had, it's hard for me to imagine he would have a better year. And obviously he won the Super Bowl, he set the record. Like, he doesn't have to be what he was last year to be worth this contract. But I agree. I think very rarely do the Eagles make a deal and I'm initially confused as to why they made it. This was very surprising to me. Like, in my time covering Howie, I was
surprised.
Normally
just blindly go along with it.
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. But in all seriousness, like, I do agree with you on that. Like, he already got a huge signing bonus last offseason. He was already one of the higher paid running backs. So to do it, you wonder if this is something Saquon's camp really, really pushed for, in which case you're risking, like, a guy that is a huge leader in the locker room, a key part of the team. Like, maybe you're thinking about that. So, yeah, that would be it. But I agree with you that as free agency comes, and we talk about this a lot with Milton Williams, like, Milton Williams, I think, is a great free agent signing for any team because you're paying for what's ahead of him. This feels a little bit like rewarding last season and banking on him being the same player when, like, statistically, and you brought this up a lot, Spike, like, analytics or the history does show that traditionally running backs after this type of season do fall off.
And just like, before you ask your question, per Jeff Skaversky, who just scooped you, Jeff Skaversky.
Yeah, so I don't think this is correct, for what it's worth, but you can read.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Battle it out.
Wow, reporter on reporter crime.
By the way, Jeff Kerr is saying the same thing, but that okay, all right. That Saquon Barkley, this is per him, per nobody else. He was on the books for 13.5, and this cuts his cap hit to 7.3. So
that would be brilliant.
For this year, yeah, would have created cap space. Anyway, go ahead, Ike. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, how does this impact? I know it's still early, and it's hard for you to even answer some of these questions, but free agency is right around the corner. We're talking a couple weeks from now. I'm wondering if this move, or do you feel like this move was made to potentially keep somebody, or are they still, or do you believe they're looking at a Myles Garrett move? Because if they're trying to create more salary cap space, they obviously plan to spend money somewhere, whether it's on their own free agents or the big trade that we all been discussing in Myles Garrett.
Yeah, so I truly believe this move was made to reward Saquon. Like, the reason they made the move. Now, the other part of that, to what you're saying, though, and where I do think some of these tweets will end up being correct, even though I believe they're guessing. I don't think this is informed opinions. But, like, they likely will open up cap space, because when you redo a deal, you do lower the initial cap hit. So they will open up cap space. But the other part of this, too, is, and again, having not seen the contract, I'd assume there's a pretty big signing bonus check being handed over here. So this is cash being handed out by the Eagles to Saquon that, if you don't redo the deal, it's not cash you're handing to somebody else. So I don't think this was done with the idea of opening cap space and because of free agents in mind. I think this was done because they wanted to reward Saquon, and that's why.
But you do believe it could help.
I think it will open cap space. Yeah, so I think it'll open cap space. Okay. It'll open, my guess would be, around $5 million in cap space. And then I do think a benefit to what you're saying, to do it a week before free agency, if I'm Myles Garrett or if I'm another player they're targeting, the Eagles can go to any agent now and say, look what we just did for Saquon. Like, if you come here and you play well, not only will you have a chance to win, but we will pay you. Like, the Eagles have reinforced to the entire NFL they are not at all a cheap team. Not that they were viewed that way, but now they can go to everybody and say, look at this, all this money we're paying Saquon. You come here and have a great year? Like, yeah, we'll pay you. We'll take care of you. And I do think there is that benefit to doing this. But I don't think this was done because of cap relief, no.
Well, now, but they could have done it. You would agree they could have done his extension anytime this offseason.
Yeah, for sure. Because he's under contract.
They didn't have to do it right now.
Correct, yeah. And it will open up cap space, but it's also there's a certain amount of money they have allocated that they can spend, and they're giving it to Saquon. Yeah, a portion of that money, obviously.
Yep.
So overall, Elliot, your gut, does this end up being a sort of quiet offseason? Do we look back on this offseason? Because you've been doing a good job of, and I heard on Go Birds Daily, you breaking down, you know, potential edge guys, and I've seen you doing it on Twitter with tackles as well. Do you think this ends up being a mostly quiet offseason? They extend Saquon, they extend Cam Jurgens, they probably bring back Zach Bond and Mekhi Becton, and we are going into next season with essentially the same roster without any big disruptions.
I think that's probably a fair way to put it. Obviously, Myles Garrett, I do think, is a possibility, which would change that. But I don't expect massive roster turnover. But look, I think the Dallas Goedert situation is definitely one worth keeping an eye on. I don't know if you would consider him leaving like a big deal, but that's definitely something I think that in the next 2 weeks or week will probably be solved. So. And
he's on the cap for how much next year, Dallas Goedert?
I don't have his cap hit in front of me, so I don't know.
Okay, he's probably got void years too, you know, but I don't know what he is on that.
Yeah, he essentially has 1 year left on his deal, and I believe there's either no or almost very little guaranteed money in the contract. So it is a point with him where he is going to want a new deal, and the Eagles likely have to decide if they want to extend him or if they want to move on from him. And that, you know, I think he would hold trade value around the league. So there's that possibility. But overall, yeah, I think you'll see the Eagles go after free agents that are not going to be, it's not going to be Bryce Huff and Saquon on day one like it was last year. It'll be guys like more along the line of a Zach Bond. A name I would keep an eye on is Azeez Ojulari he played for the Giants. He is 25.
Yeah, he's a good player.
22 sacks in 46 games. But he's someone, because of the profile, he suffered injuries, so I don't think he'll get paid a ton. He's someone you could go out and give, you know, a 1 year or 2 year prove it deal to.
1 year deal, yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'd say with the 1 year deals, though. If they're not going to extend guys in season, and this seems to be something they feel works for them, where they don't want to disrupt the locker room, then all these one-year deals, like, you got to be a little more careful with that. And I know Zach Bond and Mekhi Becton were shots in the dark. It wasn't like they expected them to be the players they were. But Zach Bond, one-year deal. Mekhi Becton, one-year deal. And now both of these players are probably going to cost more in a week than they would have in week 4 or 5 if you extended them. So we can talk about handing out one-year kind of prove-it deals to players. But if you're not going to extend guys in season, then there is that risk the next offseason of you paying more or losing that player.
Well, one thing I'm happy about, this pretty much assures us, as long as he stays healthy, he's wearing midnight green for the rest of his career.
Yes, I would assume
Saquon
so.
Barkley, he's pretty much not going anywhere else.
Yeah, this definitely and just cements him as a cornerstone of the team, like, for sure.
Yes, at least financially.
Yeah.
And by the way, Elliot, just a quick Eagles Insider of the Year update. Jeff McClain, a.k.a. the newspaper reporter, reports, don't be surprised if Lane Johnson is next to have his contract reworked, that would give him more guaranteed money and give the Eagles some immediate salary cap space. Johnson is currently signed through 26, and it might not play through the length of his deal if I don't see the end of it. So there you go.
That's an annual thing.
Yeah, look, Elliot.
Why don't you see the end of the tweet?
I didn't see.
There's a reason why you couldn't see the end of the tweet.
Why?
No, because it was in the text.
I thought you're still blocked.
No, I am. But it was. You can see people's blocked tweets now. Don't worry, I blocked him first.
Okay, good. Glad you won.
You can see people's blocked tweets.
Yeah, it's a new rule.
They changed that. Yeah.
So that's what I figured out when I blocked Spike.
What's the purpose of blocking somebody? Then?
They can't reply.
They can't reply. Yeah, so they can still see all your content, your high-level content.
Right. Yes. Any
which is really what they want.
Everybody that I have blocked can still see.
But they cannot reply to you.
Yes. Which is really all I care about.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I don't give a damn if you see it.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't call me fat.
Yeah, essentially, I don't want to hear from you that I have a face for radio. I get it. Yeah. I'm on the radio. Leave me alone. Elliot, any comment on the newspaper reporter's report as we go down the home stretch in Eagles Insider of the Year? Your Aziz Ojulari thing, it has to happen here.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome report by the newspaper reporter. I'm happy you guys shared that. And I agree. Okay. I think, guess what? They are going to redo players' contracts to open up cap. Like, yeah, I agree. They do it every year. Wow. I agree with that. It's good analysis by him.
I'm with you, E.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah, some are saying you're going to be the new Les Bowen. You're going to go start punching other reporters?
No, never. You guys are the one causing all the issues. I'm just chilling. You guys
are the ones
doing this.
We're the puppeteers.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, if you hit one of them, you'll get Eagles Insider of the Year, depending on how important that insider is.
And by the way, just to further emphasize the point on Eagles Insider of the Year, one goat is starting to
Oh, I saw. Don't worry. Yeah,
perk up a little.
D-Gun?
Yeah.
And what did D-Gun report?
Something.
Okay.
That I don't have right now, but he's doing something.
Yeah, D-Gun reported.
He reported that Darius Slay could come back to the team.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. And that's the last thing, Elliot, before we let you go. Darius Slay, just give me your odds, you know, percentage chance Darius Slay's on the Eagles next year.
I think it's like 5%. I don't expect Darius Slay to come back. I don't think it makes sense on the field for either side right now. So I think this is a situation where would they close the door? Of course not. They like Darius Slay. Darius Slay likes playing for the Eagles. He likes being in Philadelphia. But I do not think he'll be back.
All right, Elliot. We're going to let you go because it's
sounds
chaos
crazy
here.
Wow. They hear Elliot's on and the chants begin.
You can listen to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It's in your feed every weekday morning by 5 a.m. That's most of the time.
Yeah.
Or 6. Depends. So, yeah. Elliot, thank you for the info, and we love you. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. Yep, talk to you guys.
I'm at a Phillies game. Why do I need to have on an Eagles hat?
He's like,
where's your Eagles hat? I'm like, I'm at a Phillies game.
This is where we are. Yeah, yes. He still bleeds green.
Doesn't he? He still likes the Eagles, yeah.
Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. Sorry it took so long, Corey.
Hey, man, look. We in Clearwater. I ain't even going to touch it yet. I handle it when y'all get back to Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to bring it up. I'm just saying, y'all want me to lead these hits off, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit more, you know, integral to this show than EST, you know, EST all over.
Well, hold on. I mean, I don't know about that.
Hold on. What do you mean you don't know about that? EST be everywhere. He be holding his scoops out. He be saying one thing in the morning, another thing gonna go birds. One thing, I'm a straight shooter with my boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I sacrifice to be here with my boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, look, Saquon deal, I mean, you got to reward it. I said this earlier in the year. They did it with A.J. Brown. The Philadelphia Eagles learned from the T.O. situation. You see how that was handled. You know, you got a guy to come out and ball from you. Even if you look at a guy like Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick, he balled for the Eagles now. He balled on a terrible team. The defense, we went to the Super Bowl, but the year after that, the team wasn't as good. But that's why the Eagles, you know, they was kind of reserved on paying him, and you brought in big man.
Why didn't they give him a deal when he got 19 sacks and they went to the Super Bowl?
Because they lost. You just point that up. Remember, you said they don't do that.
Because they lost. Oh, okay. Okay.
But remember, Ike, you just said it, though. You said, do they do this deal if they lose? Remember?
No, I agree. I just wanted you to say it. That's all.
You did that. Look, hey, man, can I throw my name in the hat? The Insider of the Year? Can I throw it?
Well, you can throw your name in the hat. It's a big hat.
Yeah, what'd you
you just got to cut my name off the little, you know, when on a 8x11 piece of paper, I just cut the little corner off and put my name on it. I don't need a full envelope or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But look, I will say this. The Cincinnati Bengals have called about the availability of Dallas Goedert. They had called, you know what I'm saying? Also, I will put this out there. Don't be shocked if the Eagles make a semi like big move at the quarterback position. I'm not talking about, you know, go out. You know, I'm talking about maybe a guy like Jair Alexander, maybe looking at a guy like DJ Reed. You know what I'm saying? Don't be shocked.
I thought you said quarterback position.
So you're thinking because the Eagles lost their starting corner, they might go get a corner.
Yeah, I'm no.
Is that your insider said, report?
But time out. Don't do it like that because a lot of people out here talk about Keely Ringo and Isaiah Rogers. And that ain't no significant move. I said significant move.
He said DJ Reed, and yeah, that was a pretty good player.
So don't do me like that, Spike. See?
Wow.
You always trying to poo-poo on me.
Jair Alexander, that's a pretty good player.
You try to poo-poo on me, but it's cool, Spike. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, man, I was one of the most right callers when it comes to this stuff last year, but y'all ain't want to give me my credit, but it's all cool. I ain't over here begging for credit. You know what I'm saying? But
not at all.
Listen, this is why y'all put me at the leadoff hitter, because I got to change it up, because I was ready to kill the Phillies. I had a whole thing ready for them, and then Saquon breaks the news, because Jack ain't want to hear it. Jack out there, you know, shooting the glizzy shooter out there, right, shooting the glizzy gun out there, you know what I'm saying?
So he did it naked, Corey.
I'm objective.
Glizzy gun.
He was having a good old time, and he ain't want me to kill these boys. Stop sticking to the Saquon contract.
For what?
Because, man, when we sit here and we talk about, like you know, what was the question? Like, what is our one thing with this team? My thing.
What keeps you up at night?
I got two. You said what?
What's your one thing that keeps you up at night? I know everyone has more than one, but what's the one?
I got a topper, and then I got a plate. Like the lower end players need to stick their game up. Like, I get it. Everybody want to put the pressure on Bryce Harper. Spike, you number one Bryce Harper hater. You are all he got to do this.
That's not fair.
You know what I'm saying? But we got.
I never blamed him for
last
year.
Alec Boehm, I don't need you crying. If you're not going to produce, you up here worrying about being traded. I need you to hit the baseball. You were an all-star at one point, and then you were terrible. We bench you, and then you on the bench crying. We could have sent you down to the Reading Phillies, but we ain't do that. You know what I'm saying? You was playing like we should have. You know what I'm saying? Bryson Stott, that's my guy. Buckeye fan. I need more out of you. Last year or 2 years ago, when we went to NLCS, you played well. You was hitting the ball well. You had the hit streak going on. All this just hit every game. And then last year, you took a step back. The lower end guys that they are relying on, the Brandon Marshes, the Francisco Rojases, you know what I'm saying? That guy, we need that guy to step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's going to be in the starting lineup, I can't just be like, oh, well, he's a good defender. I can't put all the pressure on the Schwarbers and the Bryce Harpers and these dudes wanting to carry the team when you got other guys lower in the lineup. I need
Tommy Edman was NLCS MVP last year, Corey. Point that out, please.
Well, that's a Dave Dombrowski issue, but because his Tommy Edman was
Austin Hayes.
Austin
Hayes.
He
had a kidney issue.
Oh, right. Well, even when he didn't have a kidney issue, he had the ball won't go over the wall unless it's by 1 inch.
You know what he needed? He needed Bluetooth.
He did. Here's my issue, Corey.
We put a lot of pressure on Bryce Harper, and I get it. He's the best player. He's the best player on the team. But like when you but look, Shohei Ohtani, the best player on the Dodgers. I see Freddie X stepping up. Freddie Freeman coming. I need my other guys to support my best player. I can't have my best player always have to. He can't be the best guy every single game, every single playoff series.
And Corey knows this so well because of what happened to his quarterback all year.
Right. Everybody else carried him.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, and then when they needed my quarterback to step up and he not to carry the load all year, he would deliver for you.
He was very fresh. You're right. Yeah.
Exactly. All right,
Corey.
Exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, man. I don't agree that you can point to the eight hitter. I do agree it's about more than Bryce Harper.
Yes.
But to me, it's not the jump from Bryce to
Johan Rojas.
It's about the jump from Bryce to Trey
and
Nick and JT and
it can't just
Castellanos.
You can't win a playoff series with two guys going off.
No.
And that's what it was last year. Castellanos and Bryce were the two only guys that showed up in the Mets series.
The only guys. Yep, I agree. And
Cassie, that was a shocker.
Yeah, but dude, he's a big game guy.
He is.
If we had that guy in 22, we're world champs right now.
And on the Saquon thing,
then we have him in 22.
No, but we had this version.
I mean
of
that
Bryce.
Version.
Yes, yes.
On the Saquon thing, if it's not a cap issue, I just don't want to hear. You know what's going to happen? I guarantee you, Eagles inside of the year thing. In the next year, Lurie's going to sell another small part of the team. Because this is he throws a lot of cash out front. They generating cash by selling a small part of the team. What did he sell, 8% last year? He's going to end up selling more, and this will allow them to reward players without hurting the cap, and it just ends up being cash. If it's not a cap issue,
sure.
And this isn't a team that cries poor ever. I just don't want them. As long as they don't cry poor, no. And it doesn't hurt the cap, I don't care how much they give these guys.
Yeah, I'd be shocked at that. Howie. This one thing he does is know how to work that salary cap.
Yeah. If it's not a cap issue, yeah. I do think eventually Lurie ends up selling another small part of the team from a cash perspective. But that is the thing that you have to give him credit for.
We gotta get our money up, man.
Yeah, no problem with that, dude.
How much we need?
Well, I don't know. $36 million? You could sell 0.0001% of the team is $36 million. So, all right, coming up next.
What do we get to do?
Oh, well.
Go to the cafeteria. I'm trying to figure out, what do we get for our $36 million? Free tickets to the game? A suite?
Our $36
million? Yeah. Well, we're going to buy a portion of the team.
Oh, us.
Yeah, I'm saying us. We got to put our money together.
We're going to need more than $36 million to buy a portion of the Eagles.
I thought you said we needed $36
million. No, I thought you said that's how much they needed to pay Saquon to buy a portion of the team. All right, the team's worth $11 billion. I'd say we need at least half a billion. To buy a small part of the 5% of the team.
We need $500 million?
At least to buy a significant portion of the team?
Well, I mean, was he selling off 1%, 2%?
He sold 8% the 8%. Last time. At probably a higher multiple. I bet he's selling it at a $15 billion valuation or something. People are paying
so
extra.
So 8% is going to be what? That's 1 point. Yeah, that's what.
I bet they spent $1.5 billion on that 8%. That would be my gut.
Where's Lakin?
That would be my gut. Yes. We need a raise, all of us.
Man.
Big, big, big raise. All right, coming up next, Woo. Tom McCarthy joins us. We are at spring training for the Phillies. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.